So hello. Salut. Sune un haiduc? Si te rog, ubira mai primesta ferecira. Allo? Allo. Suneu Picasso, ti am da bip. Si sunt voinic, dar sa ti nu, ti ser nimic. Obviously, welcome back. That stirring rendition of the Ozone classic, Maya He, Maya Ha, to some of you, or to those of us who are down with the European vibe, that's Dragonasty Dinte, it signals that it's still Eurovision here. I'm giving you the lowdown on, well, the pre-Eurovision show, what we're looking forward to and what's gone disastrously wrong. The semi-finals were just the other day, and for those who do not know, I was supporting Belgium, and I really thought they were going to win. Like, seriously thought they were going to win. Like, I was going to put money on the fact that they were going to win. And I was going to get good odds, because it was a 13-1. But, for some reason, they didn't make it through the semi-finals. And neither did Iceland. Which, considering they were two of my big three picks of Belgium, Iceland and Germany, doesn't really look good for my reputation as a Eurovision guru, does it? No, it does not. But anyway, we're going to carry on unaffected, undeterred, unbroken, unbowed with the Eurovision coverage here at the Outcast. For those who don't know, the semi-finals took place on the 18th, which was the same night as Big Brother, so obviously I wasn't there for it live, which is a shame, and also explains why I'm updating a bit late for this this pre-Eurovision show update. But the semi-finals took place between Armenia, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Andorra, Belarus, Albania, Belgium, Ireland, Cyprus, Monaco, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Poland, Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, Finland, Netherlands, Lithuania, Portugal, Sweden, Estonia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Iceland. And a lot of good songs were in that first initial semi-final group, and a lot of them didn't get through. I'm talking about Belgium, I'm talking about Iceland, I'm talking about Estonia had a good song as well. I quite like the Portuguese song. And just shockingly, many of them didn't make it through. The ones that did get through were Russia, with that dude with the mullet, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, whose song I can't really remember, which shows it was meaningful. Lithuania, thankfully, because they're my sweepstake team over at the Joe Quesada board. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Finland. That's Lordi, that's the Hard Rock Hallelujah. I think they're in with a good chance still, especially since they got through this first round. Ukraine, couldn't tell you about their song either. Ireland, with the Enrique Iglesias rip-off, which I'm not really impressed with. Sweden, can't remember what their song was either. Some hot bird, probably. Turkey and Armenia. In my opinion, Ireland and Armenia should not have gone through. And, of course, Belgium and Iceland should have done. But I guess that's life. You don't always win. But anyway, I'm going to tell you all about Eurovision. Who is going to be hot and who's not. Based upon various statistics and things. And based upon the show that they put on the semi-final. And basically, if they were able to deliver the goods on the live performance. So if you're a betting man, this is the show for you, because we're going to do a rundown of the latest odds and stuff. Odds and zods. And basically, we're going to give you all that Eurovision news that you're so hankering for, with only one day to use it. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show. Bang! And we're back. So, as I said, I'm going to give you all the latest rundown on the Eurovision contest coming up very soon, probably in a day's time once you hear this. Remember, it's on Saturday the 20th, so don't go missing it. And you can watch it at Eurovision.tv, You'll be able to find a link to the live broadcast on there. So anyway, the favourites at the moment are still apparently Greece, with odds ranging from about 3-1 to 16-5, which I find quite surprising. I mean, Greece are the hosts, admittedly, but I don't think I've ever seen the hosts win. Next up on the odds scale are Sweden. So basically the top five are Sweden with 33-10, 7-2, and also 3-1. Bosnia and Herzegovina, they're looking at 6-1. Romania, again, 6-1, 13-2. And Finland coming in at 10-1, 9-1, 8-1 on the various betting websites there, which I find quite interesting. Because the ones at the top there, I wouldn't really have picked out. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Romania. Actually, Bosnia and Herzegovina have been outside favourites for a while now. Again, which I find quite surprising, especially considering they're up against songs like Belgium, which was just a fantastic song, and really should have gone through. Where's Britain in this? Currently, we're coming in at 20-1. It's the UK entry. It's a bit of a shame. And the team that I'll be backing on the night, Latvia, are sadly at 150-1. Which isn't looking good for my adopted home country there, is it? No. And of course Lithuania at slightly better, 80-1. Which, admittedly, isn't as bad as the odds for my World Cup sweepstakes team of Angola winning, which are currently standing at 400-1. I don't think I'll be putting any money on that, to be honest. But anyway, I still think that Germany are going to go through and win. The song's very catchy, and the woman can sing live really well, which I saw on the reruns of the semi-final show. She can sing live really well. Also, I think Lordi, that's the Finnish entry, they're going to put on a good show. Something a little bit different, excellent video for it as well. And robotic bat wings. I think it's going to be real pantomime, and I think people are going to love it, basically. Other than that, I think, I don't really know. Germany, Finland, my two big choices there. I don't care what the bookies are saying, Germany and Finland. And we'll see on the night that, yet again, I'll be wrong. News from the message boards and various emails. Again, that Belgium are favourites. Which just proves everyone wrong. And a lot of support for the Finnish entry. Also, a lot of people thinking the Spanish entry, which I played a clip of just before. That's Last Ketchup. Also quite a catchy tune. In with a good chance, although the bookmakers don't think so, as they are coming in with 250-1. The bottom runners at this stage of the game are Spain, Moldova, France and Israel. Which is quite surprising, seeing as France and Spain do put a lot of money into the contest, although in recent years they haven't had much support from the voting public, mainly because France has stuck up their own arse and have shit songs. But I don't know why there's so much hate for Spain. Israel, of course, always put on a good show, so I don't see why they're at the bottom. Other entries of note: Lithuanian entry, of course, with their football chant. I think it's going to do well. And Ireland, I don't know what people are going to think about that. They'll probably like it. It'll probably get a lot of votes, as the Irish entry are Eurovision favourites, as always. People just like Irish singing, I suppose. I guess that's about it for the show. It really was just a quick show to let you know all the latest Eurovision gossip. It's a shame that Sylvia Knight's gone out, of course, from Iceland, because she was a real character on the show. But that's about it. I'm going to be back on the 20th, or the 21st, to give you the full Eurovision rundown of what happened on the night, who won, who lost, and whether my predictions held true. I think I am going to go out and put some money, just a little fun bet on Germany. See what they do. I think that'd be an interesting thing for the show. Also going to see if I can try and get some musical guests on the show for that night. Otherwise, you are just going to be getting lots of me talking like this. But anyway, fear not, because although this is just a short show, there is a big bumper show coming up very soon, and that was the Big Brother special. So be sure to check that out. Anyway, for now, this is Eurovision Pete signing out, and I will see you in a few days' time. Ta-ta! The sum of all my fantasies, it's everything you are to me. You came around and made my senses fly, shook me up when you took me to the sky. Never thought that I could ever get this high. You thought